Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
You visited Lisbon 9 times.
But I don't remember that I wrote that.
I don't know if it's because I'm an Aries, but I'm very impulsive.
It's also something that I spoke about with my ex in the beginning of their relationship.
That's why you guys just don't care.
Yeah, probably not. I was trying to break in my neighbor's house. That was
Man, you guys gotta watch that bonus, because...
Oh my god, yes. Now I'm afraid that I said something wrong again, right? I don't like rules, but these rules I like.
What I noticed living here in Portugal, I don't have people asking me the question that I would always be asked in the States. And that is,
welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. Hello guys and welcome back. I'm Anna Sherina.
And I'm April Betts.
And this is From Lisbon
with love.
Oh, it was too late.
It's all good.
It's all good. Today is actually a super special episode because it's episode 10 and we're going to do a reflective episode.
Woohoo!
Because we talked already so much and we're just gonna do like kind of a recap on the first 10 episodes, especially interesting if you're just tuned in later, because we have already 9 amazing episodes ready for you. But yeah, there's still more to talk about. And I remember every time after we published an episode, we were like talking about it. We were like, oh, I wish I had mentioned this, or I still want to say something about that. So that's what we're going to do today.
I know. Even though we filmed all of these bonus episodes, we still had more to talk about.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Because now we're only focusing on the things we spoke about in the main episode.
Yes.
But there's even more because we recorded already 10 bonus episodes.
Yes.
That's insane.
I know.
And even more.
Yeah. And for those who... we actually discuss this giveaway that we're giving away for all of our bonus episodes. For the first 25 people to sign up, you get to watch all of our bonus episodes for free.
Yeah, because in the bonus, we dive deeper into the topic of the episode and we get more personal, more vulnerable.
Yeah.
And we put that all on Patreon. So there's a link in the description where you can sign up for free to watch the 10 bonus episodes. And like April said, it's only for the first 25. And then we just close the giveaway.
Yes. So sign up quick.
Yes. It's been a journey.
It has.
But it's so much fun. And I also feel like we do this already for so long, right?
Yeah.
But it's only been 10 episodes.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So I can only imagine just like looking back on the first episode to this episode, it's just amazing how much we've done and how much we've grown and how much we've learned through this whole process.
Yeah, absolutely. And also for everybody who's been with us from the start, we really appreciate you. And yeah, that's also why we came up with the giveaway as kind of a thank you.
Yeah.
To everybody who's been on this journey with us. So thank you so much.
Yes.
And yeah, so like we said before, this is going to be a reflective episode. So it's going to be a little bit different than what you're used to from us. So we're just going to recap all the episodes real quick, add some things that we want to share more. And also, I think it's good to say, it's good to mention that the titles might be a bit different than the actual titles on the website and YouTube, because we published only until episode 6 now. So it could be that some episode titles that we're now talking about, they might be different.
They're similar.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll let you know, like episode one, episode two kind of thing. But this is just going to be more casual. Mm-hmm. We're just going to have a little chit chat and you guys get to come along and watch.
Yes.
And listen.
Yes. So let's go because we have already 9 episodes to review, to recap. Absolutely. So let's get into it. You want to do the first?
Okay.
Episode
one. In our first episode, we talked about why we chose Lisbon. I felt like we really went into depth on the different things of what made us choose Lisbon as a place to move to.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the one thing that we, I guess, didn't really touch on as much would be maybe our like very, very like first impressions of Lisbon.
Mm-hmm.
Like just visiting Lisbon. And you talked about how you visited Lisbon 9 times. I think it'd be really interesting to see your perspective in the fact that over, I don't know how many years of visiting Lisbon, mm-hmm. like your initial impression and how it gradually changed throughout the years.
Yeah, because I also think that we have a super different experience in a sense that I visit 9 times and you visit only once and you already knew like, I want to move here.
Yeah, I mean, well, technically two, but I knew the first time that I wanted to move here. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think for me, maybe I knew it already earlier, but I was not really giving meaning to that idea. I was like... And also, I was super young. Yeah. So, I was like...
Because you started traveling here at what age?
The first time,
mm-hmm.
I was 18.
Yeah, that's young.
Yeah, so then I was... starting life, mm-hmm. kind of.
Yeah.
So I never
thought... You're a baby at 18. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I never thought about moving. I still had to do like my study and everything. But the first time, I didn't actually go to Lisbon. I went to Albufeira because I went on these type of party holidays that you now always see in shows and on television.
I have to say this. So I've never been to Albufeira, but I've heard that it's like the Cancun of Portugal. And only Americans will understand that because Cancun is like the party town that all Americans go to in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But is that what Albufeira is like?
I don't know because there's so many. I feel like every country has these type of place because also like Mallorca is this type of island where people go for party. And then you have Chersonissos on Crete. Chersonissos?
How spell it?
Yeah, it's a Greek. I don't know how to spell it. But I know that it's called Chersonissos.
That doesn't sound Greek. It sounds Dutch.
Yeah, probably. But I know the way it's written. Uh-huh. But it's on Crete.
Okay.
On the island. Crete. Okay. Yeah. And I remember that also a lot of people went there for like their drinking holiday. And it's actually funny because also in the Netherlands there are Dutch TV shows like... Everybody knows O.O. Gerso. And then they followed like a group of people that went there on a holiday. That was kind of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because now I'm watching... Do you know what the proper is? Or do you have a different name for that? It's like the one that takes people into the club. Like proper? Maybe you have a different
name. Is it
name.
A reality show?
No, but I'm saying, do you know the word proper? Or
proper.
Do you have... Yeah, proper. Do you have a different name for that?
For what?
It's the people that stand outside the club and they sell shots and tickets and like to come to make them come
in. Oh, promoter.
Like yeah, promoter. We call it proper.
Okay.
But maybe it's a Dutch word.
Yeah.
Could be. Because
proper would be like saying that someone's proper, like they're very like prestigious in a way. And
yeah,
like
that's kind of the opposite of what proper in Dutch means.
No, okay.
But anyway, I'm now watching a show. It's called Propers in Albufeira. So it kind of takes me back to when I was there on a party holiday. And I remember years after that, I wanted to work as a proper in like a foreign country in the summer. Because I already had that ambition, apparently, to be like in a sunny country, to move there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So now all these shows are really taking me back to that moment.
Time.
Because Albufeira was wild. And I went there 12 years ago, so imagine how it is now. I think it's even
have
more
crazy.
Have
you been since you went?
No.
Oh, wow.
Because I really attach Albufeira to that holiday with that friends. And I've also seen like the old town. I've seen a lot of the place. It's actually, Albufeira is really nice. It's not only for drinking, of course. Mm-hmm. But I just, in my mind, it's just attached to to that. Okay. So that was actually my first time in Portugal. I was 18 years old. And then on one day I went on a day trip to Lisbon with like a bus. And it was like a 3-hour drive, I think. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see much of the city center because I was 18 and I just wanted to buy new clothes. So I went to Colombo. That's like that super big shopping mall that now I really hate to go if mm-hmm. I have to go there. Mm-hmm. So I'm not now like now I'm the complete opposite, so that's funny. Mm-hmm. So that was my first time, and then 5 years later I went with a friend that was for a holiday, and it was actually to escape the winter because it was in February, and then it was like, I remember it was freezing when we left the Netherlands.
What was your thoughts when you came on that trip in regards to Lisbon? Because it seems like the first trip was more just about party, right?
Yeah, that was nuts.
So it wasn't like really paying attention no. to the country, not I guess, really. In a way. The second time, what was that motive?
Yeah, the second time was already different because I remember that because I have a blog that I already write on from 2013. So it's mm-hmm. also nice to kind of, you can see what you wrote about and see your thoughts mm-hmm. at that moment, because mm-hmm. I also wrote a lot about my trips. And it was so funny because I was cleaning my old blog post, and then I found a blog post that I wrote about that trip mm-hmm. and then I said, yeah, I'm really fantasizing about moving here, but I don't remember that I wrote that. I just found it back years wow. later. But I was just, I think at that time it was just, I wrote it there because it just crossed my mind. Wow. But I would never think that that was gonna
that's
happen
so
at that time.
Cool. That it's was funny, like right? a little premonition, I guess. Yeah. In a way. Was this, you wrote that for the first time you came or the second?
No, that was with the friends. That was with in 2018. Friends. So then I was 22, 23.
Okay, so that was your second time.
Yeah.
So that's when the thought yeah. came in and you didn't even realize it until now.
Okay. Yeah, but that was also the first time that I specifically visited Lisbon and not another place.
Okay.
So I just went with the plane to Lisbon and I only saw Lisbon. Mm-hmm. Only for 5 days, but 5 days was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because we saw a lot. And I remember back then Lisbon was a lot more quiet than it is now.
Like Lisbon has been pulling you.
Yeah, like
for
it did.
Years and years, and it just took you a minute to catch up to it.
Mm-hmm.
To
yeah.
know that this is what you were supposed to do.
Yeah, because I was also like young and I was like, that's not meant for me. And then I got in a toxic relationship, and then COVID came, and then I got another relationship, and I was always like distracted from Lisbon, but I always kept coming back. And I went in 2020 on my first solo trip to Lisbon. So then, and then in the same year I went back again because it was COVID.
Did you go again by yourself?
I went with a friend this time.
So quick question, so the majority of the time that you came during those 9 visits, was it mostly Lisbon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it got me from the start. Mm-hmm. And then the time after that was 2021, because I just wanted to see what it would be like to be here for a longer time.
At that point where you were, when you were staying here for 2 months, were you, did you have it in the back of your mind at that point that maybe you would move here? Or
I
no?
did, but it was my backup plan because I had a relationship.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, maybe I'm already like too late with this plan, and it's just something that I really want to experience. And it's also something that I spoke about with my ex in the beginning of the relationship, that I was like, I really have this plan that I want to do. I really want to go to Lisbon for 2 months, and it was already like kind of in my head. Mm-hmm. So we spoke about it because, yeah, I mean, 2 months, if you just have a relationship, can be a long time to be separated. And also that time I didn't know how long I wanted to go there.
At that time when you came here for the 2 months and you were away from your boyfriend, mm-hmm. were you having issues with your boyfriend prior to, or no?
No,
you,
because
you just, it was just,
we you, spoke about
you had
it.
Already spoke about it and you wanted to come.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to come.
He couldn't, or because of his work. Job. Okay. Yeah. But he visited me in the end, okay. I think. So because we were just like before, we were just dating. So I said to him, like, I have this plan And if you have a problem with that, then maybe we should not continue.
Okay. So were you guys in a relationship when you came here for 2 months?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Because we decided to continue and he was okay with it. He didn't expect it, but he was not against it. He was open for it. He was like, okay, if that's your dream. And also, I was also telling myself, like, this is just something that I'm going to experience one time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing that I would actually move, like, 3 years after. I didn't know. Because I was like, okay, I checked this off. I experienced it. I have, like, my boyfriend at home. I have a good life in the Netherlands. I have, like, my job. I have... not really my own place, but I really liked where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
I had my social circle and I just kind of, I didn't feel homesick, but I missed like my own space because I rented here like different Airbnbs and I was moving around and it was a lot. So I think in the end, I really craved going back because I missed that stability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's also why I told myself in my head, okay, this whole moving to Lisbon is not for me because it's too overwhelming, it's too much, it's like I need more peace in my life. So I kind of like got rid of the idea.
So what happened during those 2 months that you were here that you felt like it wasn't stable? Was it because you had to move Airbnb so many times? That was the reasoning?
Yeah, it was too much movement because it was... still COVID, and I thought because I traveled a lot in COVID because everything was empty, hotels were super cheap, and also in my head I was like, oh yeah, I will just figure it out. So I only booked an Airbnb for maybe the first 2 or 3 days, and then I found out that everything here was full.
Oh really?
Yes, because it's a city.
Everybody came to Lisbon for COVID.
So then I had to...
you had to bounce around a lot because
because my initial plan was to book like a place for longer.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, I don't know, what if I don't like the place? And then I have to stay there for 6 weeks. Maybe I want to go. So I didn't want to tie myself to an Airbnb or a place or whatever. So that's why I moved 6 places in 7 or 8 weeks. So it was really exhausting. Yeah, it was too much.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But then in my head, I made like Lisbon the problem that was like, oh yeah, this is not the city for me. But it wasn't that. It was just the movement. But it was just the idea that I sold myself because I wanted to be with my boyfriend also. But then 2 years after that, we already broke up. So then I was kind of free to go. And I was like, where else to go than Lisbon? Lisbon is my heartbreak city. So I went back on my own again.
But okay, so I wouldn't call it your heart. Well, it seems like Lisbon was your
healing
city to heal or just... Because you only had 2 heartbreaks, but in a span of...
Yeah.
But you've gone to Lisbon 9 times before you
That's
lived here.
True.
So it was more of like your happy place, your peaceful place. And then when you came for the 2 months, that was a little bit chaotic because you were moving so much. But still, you kept coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I didn't mention it, but the first solo trip in 2020 was also after a heartbreak. So I had like 2 solo trips after 2 heartbreaks. And
do you know why it was that you kept choosing to come to Lisbon?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things because I usually would go in the winter because of the weather. It was kind of an escape from the Dutch winters. And it's just like the whole vibe. I felt like more lighter and just more alive and more free, calm. Just
so Lisbon brought you peace in a way that you didn't realize in certain times. Okay.
I did, yeah. Yeah, but then also like when I spoke about it with friends and family, they also said like, yeah, but that's only because you're on a holiday. And, you know, they were kind of like trying to talk me out of that idea because they were like, yeah, but then you will get used to it and then it's not so special anymore. You don't feel it anymore, but I still feel it until this day.
Yeah.
And maybe I think I feel it even more than when I just moved here. I think I felt it in the beginning when I moved, and then for a period it was like, I don't know, like so much struggle. And I think now it's returning again. So I think it goes in phases.
What was the struggle?
That was the winter depression here, and like missing being homesick, and like unhealed trauma and things, I think, that I carried with me. And I didn't really give time because I was so busy with moving. So I think that came up like later when I kind of settled in here. So I think I had like a little break of feeling that peace and lightness that Lisbon gave me. But it returned. So, yeah.
So that's been very interesting. It's a very interesting story.
Yeah. It's a long story, guys, for only the first question.
Yeah, but it was just, I just found it very interesting that you came 9 times.
Yeah, but
so it makes it makes sense. Like, and it's interesting to see like the whole journey.
And I'm a Taurus, so I think that plays part maybe. They love their stability, their security. So it was like a really conscious decision in the end.
Yeah.
It wasn't impulsive at all.
No.
So, but that's just, yeah, that is just what works for me.
Yeah.
To not get crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
To keep you grounded and keep you in your sense of peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Yeah. And you went only once? Well, you went twice, but the first time you were already
I talked about it, I think, in the first episode. The first time I came, I immediately knew.
Yeah.
And it's the same feeling I had when, about California. And it's just a feeling that I knew and recognized. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I'm moving here.
But do you think you would be so sure about it when you would be younger? Or do you think it also has to do with age that you feel like more secure to go after your...
I think also, too, I was already in a place where I wanted to move to Europe. I just hadn't figured out the place that spoke to me in all areas. Like, I had like a checklist that I didn't know I had a checklist, but it was like it like literally checked all the boxes that a place that I would want to move to would have.
Exactly.
And I didn't realize that until I came here. Like I said in the episode, that I was just like just coming just to like hang out. Like I didn't do any type of research. I was just like, I'll just show up, see what's up. And I was like, what?
That's the best way to do it. Just go and see.
And then in regards to you being a Taurus, I don't know if it's because I'm an Aries, but I'm very impulsive and I like have a fiery type of thing, but I go off of feeling and passion. And it's like when I feel it, it's just, I just know.
Yeah.
It's like an intuition thing. And I just knew. So yeah, I mean, I came for that first time and I was like, I knew. So then at that point, I was just trying to figure out, okay, how do I get here? What's the process? Like, what can I do? And then I was like, well, let me come back again. And I went to Madeira. And I went to one of the islands. And then I came back to Lisbon again. And then I felt like when I was in Lisbon, I felt like I was just like at home. Because like the second time that I came back after doing Madeira and the island, when I came back to Lisbon, I was like, I don't even feel like I need to like go explore or anything. I just wanted to chill. Oh my God, it was kind of like I already knew that this was like, I knew deep down. I was like, I don't even need to like go see anything. Because I'm like, maybe like, I knew that I was already going to be living here, but didn't know, but I knew. So I was just like,
yeah,
this is where I live, so I don't need to go, you know.
That's a feeling. Yeah.
But yeah, it was all a feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, we make a good combo. We're like, in that way, we are the opposite.
Like, you're grounded and like stable security. And I'm just like, yeah, let's do it. Let's try it. Let's blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of there was a girl on Instagram. She sent me a DM and she said, do you have tips for... And then she mentioned a place in Portugal. I don't even remember the name. It was like a super difficult name. I thought it was like somewhere in Greece or something. It was like, I don't know this place. And I said to her, like, what is that? Like, what are you talking about? And then she said, yeah, it's a city. It's in the north of Porto. And I was like...
Do you remember the name?
Episode Sunday or something. I don't know. I'll check the DM. We put it in the screen because I'm probably like talking shit right now. But that was so funny to me because then I also realized like I moved here last summer and I didn't really go traveling anymore because I always travel to Lisbon. So now I don't have any place to travel to anymore.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But also, what I think is funny, it would be the same if someone asks you, like, do you have tips for Las Vegas or something? Because it's like not close to the city where, yeah, you know what I mean?
I've been to Las Vegas a few times.
Yeah, okay, but you know what what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I
she
understand.
Was asking
yeah.
for tips for a place that,
a place
I,
that you've never been to.
And I didn't even know that it was
but
a
you
place.
You haven't really traveled that much through Portugal.
No, I've seen Albufeira, I've seen Porto and Lisbon. That's it. I mean, there's more, and I'm always like, oh yeah, I will go there, but... I just love Lisbon so much.
Yeah.
I'm just like so chill now.
Yeah.
I don't have the FOMO anymore. Because I'm living here, so I'm like, I can go any day, but then
yeah,
I end up not going.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, if you want to hear the full story of us moving and the whole process, what we left behind and how we experienced living in Lisbon, then you should check out episode 1 because we go very in detail.
Yes.
Is there anything more you want to add to 1?
No, I'm good for
continue?
1. Yeah, let's go on to episode 2.
Episode 2. Because in episode 2, we spoke about how we built friendships here in a new place. And we spoke about a lot. I remember that episode very well.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing we spoke about was the cultural differences in our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that question so funny because I remember... we didn't really have that much to talk about, and still we don't really have a lot to add, which is a good thing. But one thing we spoke about with our Portuguese friends was that we had this whole theory, because we spoke about in the episode that Dutch people, they comment on people like walking by and they're talking about people, especially if they are in a foreign country, which is not making sense because there's Dutch people everywhere, so still everybody can hear you. But then we had this whole theory, me and my Portuguese friends, that Americans don't talk about other people because everybody can understand English, because in a way it makes more sense that you don't feel maybe that free to talk about people because everybody
let's give
understands.
A little bit of context. So in the episode I was hanging out with you and your friends that came to visit you, and what I noticed was every time someone walked by they started talking about them, and I was just like, wait, are you guys just talking about people as they walk by? And they're like, yeah, that's what we do. I was like, wait, what? And they're like, it's a Dutch thing. And I was like, really? I'm like, that's so strange. But it's like, that's like how you guys, I guess, people watch, or I don't know.
Yeah, but then our Portuguese friends said they also do it.
I mean, my experience was like, it was like every person that walked by, it was like you guys had to say something. And I was just like...
yeah.
But I think... I guess from the American perspective, like if there's something, if somebody walks by and it's like something stands out or something like that, maybe someone would say anything, would say something. But I think we would still say it, but we wouldn't, if they were going to talk something negative about the person, then they would, you know, lower their voice so they don't get heard. But if it's just something just like interesting or whatever, they would just say it normally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more hidden in a way that you don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah.
And which makes sense.
In the Dutch way, you guys just don't care.
Yeah, probably not. But also, like I said in the episode, it's also something that Dutch people do on holiday because...
wait, just
especially
on holiday?
No, not only on holiday, but especially on a holiday.
Why?
Because we think if we are in a foreign country that no one can understand
us. So it's like when you're on holidays, like you're more free to talk about people.
Yeah, but for you, that wouldn't make sense. But imagine if he would speak another language.
But I don't talk about people.
No, I know. But that's just something that's...
It's a cultural thing.
Not specifically negative. It could be like anything. But I also we spoke about this in the bonus. And I think I'm just going to take a little bit from the bonus here for everybody. Like sneak peek of the bonus of episode 2. Because I said that it happened to me also on the beach, right? You remember that story?
Yes, yes.
I was laying on the beach and it was actually a bit outside of Lisbon, so you wouldn't, and it was not a pretty beach, so you wouldn't really expect tourists going there, but Dutch people are everywhere. And there were 3 Dutch guys coming, and I knew already that they would say something. I just knew.
Because it's the Dutch cultural thing.
Exactly.
They can't help themselves.
Exactly. But it's also a funny thing because I know already that they're going to do it. So just you just kind of wait for it. And also, I never speak in my language when I know there's Dutch people. Because I really always hope that they might say something. And then they don't know that I heard it. So I was waiting for it. I mean, I was also alone, so I had no one to talk to. So I was just like minding my own business. And then one of the guys said to the other, at least we have a nice view on the right. And that was me in my bikini. And I was like, oh my God. Like, and normally I would have said something, but I was like, I don't want interaction with these 3 guys because maybe they won't leave me alone there. Oh. Like they want to talk to me. And so I just pretend that I didn't hear it. But it's the most funny thing is when you're on a holiday and like a Dutch person makes a comment and you just answer in Dutch and then they're so embarrassed. It's like,
I have a question. So if that were to happen, let's say in Netherlands, would they have said that, do you think?
Chances are smaller that they would have said it because they would probably think that I would hear it. And here they were like, it's Portuguese people here or whatever they thought, like other tourists.
Understand. Okay.
Yeah. So especially, that's why I said, especially on a holiday, they feel more free because if I go out with my friends in my hometown, it's not going like what you've seen from us. It's not because they are on a holiday and they're like super aware of like everything around them. And like in your hometown, of course, it's super different. But it's just Dutch people on holiday. It's a thing. And that's, I really so like to, yeah, to hear what they say and then just not answer and pretend I didn't understand, but I did. I love it. But yeah, anyway, let us know in the comments if it's not only a Dutch thing. Maybe you also do it in your country, in your own language. So let us know because we're very interested in this topic.
Yes.
And that's, I think, the only thing we wanted to mention about this episode.
Yeah.
So.
All right, let's go on to episode 3. In episode 3, we talked about what moving abroad is really like. And specifically, we talked about the different challenges and things that happen with like living in a foreign country, like in regards to either like apartments or transportation or any of those things. Was there something in particular that we wanted to add on?
Yeah, we have multiple things because we also spoke about like creating a daily routine and things we still didn't figure out in Lisbon, which is a lot. I remember we spoke about
the train system?
Yes.
And you just figured it out.
I figured it out. Yes. And it's funny because I asked my, I remember our Portuguese friend, he commented on the Instagram because we had a clip, like a preview clip of the episode and we spoke about the trains and he was like writing a super long comment with like instructions. And then after that, he commented, well, now that I'm reading it, I think I'm also not sure how it works. And that was the funniest thing ever because I was like, even Portuguese people don't understand it.
Yeah.
But I think I figured it out because I remember we said that...
So basically there's different zones on the train, the metro and...
No, only on the train.
Just on the train?
Yeah, because the metro is like
Is it just one flat?
Yeah, like the bus. Charge. If you just check in, you can go anywhere. So, it's only the trains.
Just the train from Kaiser de Soldre to Qashqai's.
Yeah, or to Sintra or whatever.
So it's also on that.
Yes, it's on every train.
On every train. Okay, there's zones. Mm-hmm. So you have to pay a certain amount per zone.
Yeah.
But you are trying to figure out if you just tap, how much are you being charged?
Yeah, because the zones we spoke about, we don't understand because we don't know. Like, for example, you have 1, 2, 3, and 4 zones.
Yeah, I had to Google it.
Yeah, and I mean, if you go to the end point, it makes sense that it's 4 zones because it's the maximum. But imagine if you go out of the train, like, in the middle, you don't know if it's zone 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. So what I did, I would just charge my Portuguese transport card with an amount of money, for example, 20 euros. So I could just check in and then they would charge me and I didn't really have to think about the zones. Mm-hmm. That was, like, my trick. But then I figured out if I would go off the train earlier, they charged me until the end point, which is absolutely not making sense because how it is.
Because they don't know when you get off because you don't have to tap to get off.
Exactly. That's where we spoke about in episode 3.
So they just charge you the maximum.
Yes. But that's, something that's super different from the Netherlands, for example, because you check in, but you also check out. So then they know where you went and then they charge only the money for
accordingly because of that.
But which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I figured out how to do it. It's the best way if you buy a ticket to the specific station.
Yeah, if you're not doing the whole 4 zones, just if you just want to go 1 zone, just buy a separate ticket. Also too with the paper tickets, because I have a bunch of them because I didn't get the Navigante card yet. But each station, so like for the train, it's a different Navigante card. For the metro, it's a different Navigante card.
Exactly.
The paper ones. Mm-hmm. So, and you have to read it. And then I just took the ferry yesterday for the first time, and that's a different card too. So you have to look on the bottom. Portuguese friend actually showed me this. So for the train to Qashqai's, I think it says CT. And then for the metro, I don't know what it is, but it's something different.
Something
it might be
M,
maybe.
Yeah.
And then for the ferry, it's like TSL or something. So I have to look through and then try and reload. Because if you try and reload it, it's like, it says something like error.
Yeah. And also they can expire. Because I have like a bunch of these paper tickets. Because sometimes I'm reloading them or I'm traveling with family or friends when they visit me. Mm-hmm. And then they end up not using it anymore and they give it all to me and then they say on that card is there's still a trip on there, they already paid for it. But in the end I have these kind of like a whole bunch of tickets, paper tickets, and I don't know like where's the money on, so I'll just carry always like multiple with me and then I'm like trying to reload, okay, error, okay, expired, and then I throw them all away until I find the ticket where was the money on. So that's really inconvenient about the public transport here.
It's a little confusing as well.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, but once you get it down.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, you want to touch on this or this one first? Because we have more for episode 3.
What's interesting also for episode 3 that we didn't discuss, the difference between WhatsApp here in, I would say, all of Europe that I found out, as opposed to in the States. So in the States, no one uses WhatsApp whatsoever.
When you said this, my mouth was like...
The only time we use WhatsApp is when we leave the States and to communicate with people that we meet or to communicate with people back in the States, because if we use our cell phone out of the country, we're going to be charged like an arm and a leg. Where that's the only time we use WhatsApp is when we leave the States. But when we're in the States, no one uses WhatsApp to communicate with someone else in the States.
Yeah, this was literally the first time I heard this, because we spoke about it in a later episode. And I was so shocked and I was like, you need to tell this, because I think a lot of Europeans, they don't know.
And like everyone here just uses WhatsApp.
Yes.
So it's like opposite for me, because normally we would just text. But here it's like you have to do everything on WhatsApp.
Yeah, because I said to you, like, what do you use then? Like, I was so confused. I was like, what are you doing? Are you emailing or something? Are you faxing? What the hell?
That's so funny.
Are you writing a letter?
Yeah, and most people, I would say the majority of people in the States have iPhones, so everyone is always like iMessaging. It's texting, but it's just blue as opposed to green.
Okay.
And when it's blue, it's like free kind of thing. But that's only in the States if you don't have a plan where it's like unlimited, then you would have to. But everybody has a plan that's unlimited.
That's
now.
True.
It's just like, that's just the norm now. So
yeah.
But yeah, we do text messaging.
Fun fact. Yeah. Yeah, it was so surprising. I was like, seriously. Oh, there's more U.S. Spoke about the sugar.
Oh, let's talk about the apartments.
Oh, yeah. True. We have more.
Yes. So the apartments here in Portugal, they don't have like each apartment doesn't have like a number or like a letter. It's like you go to the floor.
Yeah.
And you just need to know what floor you're on.
Yeah. If you
because it's either the apartments are either front,
left,
right, and left.
Exactly.
And you. It's so if it's on the right, it'll be like, let's say you're on the first floor, it'd be like a 1D. And then on the left would be
1E.
1E. Yeah. And then the front is F.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But in your building, there's no numbers. There's no letters to even show that it's right, left, or front. It's just like, figure it out. If you take the stairs, you need to make sure you're counting how many flights you go up because everything looks the same. So you don't know what floor you're on. If you're not paying attention, you're like, wait, what floor am I on? I'm like, I don't know. And then you look at the doors and you're like, they all look the same.
I know, because that's also how I almost tried to break in my neighbor's house because I was taking the stairs and I was like, oh, I'm already here. And I was like... What the fuck is happening to my key? It's not working. I can't enter. And I was like, panicking. Oh, and then I looked at the doormat and I was like, wrong house. But it's good that I have this doormat now.
You have to.
But I didn't have that for a long time.
Here, you have to do something to stand out because otherwise, I'm sure there's plenty of times where people make mistakes and don't realize it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not taking the elevator.
Exactly.
And it's not just like one flight. You have to go like one and a half or like two flights just to get to the next floor. And then by the time you're like, wait, how many have I gone? I don't know.
Exactly. You really have to count. And you have to have a doormat so you're not mistaken.
Yeah, you have to put something on your door to know that, okay, this is my door.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Because also in Netherlands you have like, for example, 27-2 or something, 27-3, or you have like A, B, C, D, E, F.
That's how it is in the States. Yeah. It's either like numbers or it's letters or a mixture of numbers and letters.
Yeah. But here I remember when I had to sign my contract and I was walking through it and I was like, how do I know what is like my apartment? Because it said like, I'm not gonna say it in this episode, just to be sure, but it said like a number and a letter. And I was like, but where is that number and the letter located in the building? Because it wasn't clear to me. And I was almost about to sign it. And I was like, wait, let me just send him an email and ask. But then, of course, the letters, they just mean like front, left, right. So then I figured it out. But it's so weird because it was like, what am I signing for? Like...
cultural.
What apartment am I gonna get?
Yes. I know. It's so funny, just all the things that it's just like the things that are different that kind of like
a lot of differences actually. Yeah. There's even two more.
Basically we're talking about the sugar compared to the States or here in Portugal or Europe.
Yeah.
It's way more sugar in the States, but we all know that.
That's true. Yeah. But I noticed at first when we went for a matcha and you were like, oh, this is too bitter. And I was like, what are you talking about? It's like so sweet.
Oh, no, because they didn't put any sugar in it. Okay, I got a matcha latte and they put no sugar in it.
I always drink it without sugar, so that's
and
why
she's
I was
like,
so
she's like, there's milk, and I'm like, milk has sugar. I'm like, what? I'm like, you need to put some sugar in that, please. Thank you.
That was funny,
but yeah,
yeah. And we also noticed, like, I don't know if it's super common in every country, but here they have portable Wi-Fi, and I never heard of it. But then we spoke about it.
It seems like it's more of a norm here than, I guess, than
maybe
in the States.
Because no one that I knew in Netherlands had portable Wi-Fi. I never heard of this in my life mm-hmm. until I moved here. And then my friend had this portable Wi-Fi, and then we went to a co-work, and he was like, do you want to use my Wi-Fi? And I was like, what are you talking about? What do you mean your Wi-Fi?
I think like in the States, everyone has hotspots on their phone.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we don't use it as much, but it you can buy portable Wi-Fi because I actually, my sister, she actually buys it for her business when she does pop-ups so that she can have Wi-Fi. But
smart.
It's not like a...
It's not a thing.
No, not like it is here, I think. It seems like it's more of a... Because you were saying some Airbnbs have them.
Yes.
Because that's interesting.
Yeah, but it's...
But I think it also... Because you said it's cheaper, right? It's way cheaper.
It is really cheap, yeah. And it's not taking up space. You can take it in your bag. You can just go to a park,
convenient.
On a train, to an Airbnb, wherever you want to go. You just have your own Wi-Fi with you. I think it's amazing. Mm-hmm. But I never heard of this in the Netherlands. Maybe they have it. Maybe more countries have it, but also let us know in the comments. We would like to hear about it, because for us we discovered it here, right?
Yeah.
That it's so a trend to have portable Wi-Fi, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that was a good recap for three.
Well, I forgot
about
the
library story.
Yes. I think I wanted to speak about this in previous episodes, but I never... I think I always forgot, so
here we go. She talked about it on one of our TikToks, if you follow us on TikTok.
That's true. Go follow us. Also on Instagram, from Lisbon with Love.
Yeah. But from Lisbon dot with love.
Oh, true.
Okay.
Anyway, I remember that in episode 3, I was having like a whole praise about the library, that it was so good, and that I really missed going there in the summer because it was closed. Guess who found out the library was open all summer when summer was already finished? Me. And literally, I don't know how, but I just walked past it and I was like, there's people, like, huh? Oh,
I thought it was closed.
I thought it was closed. So I didn't go there to work for 2 months.
Because also, too, here in Lisbon, a lot of things shut down for August and... maybe part of September?
Exactly, yeah. So. Especially like the government kind of places. So I was not really that surprised that it was closed in the summer. So I was like, okay, just gotta work with it. So I went to all these coffee bars, because at that summer I still didn't have Wi-Fi in my house. So, and it was 38 degrees. I didn't have AC. So I was like kind of melting away here in this house. And then I just figured out in the end of August that it has been open all summer. But I remember the last day that I went to the library, it was in July, and I checked the schedule again because I was like, I really need to check this very well, so I'm sure like what to do. And then I didn't see any dates on like the special dates, because it was just an empty place. So in my mind, it was like, okay, there's no dates. It's just like they're closing in the summer. But then I realized they only didn't have special days, but they had the regular days. They had it still, but on the list, because they removed all the numbers. And I think I spoke about this in a previous episode, that I'm really bad with numbers. So I was just like not really paying attention to the numbers, but just seeing that there was like an empty, just July and August, it was empty. So I was like, okay, no, apparently it's closed. So I need to go somewhere else. And then that idea that was like stuck in my head for almost 2 months until I figured it out. And then now I almost go every day again. So I have my life back, my routine.
It's a really beautiful library from what I've seen from your videos and things. It looks really nice.
Yeah,
I haven't gone yet, but
We can go there one time to work. Yeah. But the only thing is you have to be quiet. And if...
Duh, like, the library.
Yeah, but I mean, we have to... if we work, we talk about, like, we have ideas and we're, like, making content. Or it's always we have to discuss something at some point. So that could be a challenge. But you can sit outside there and then you can just talk and work. So we could do that. Mm-hmm. And I'll bring my portable Wi-Fi because the Wi-Fi outside is really shitty. Anyway, that was a long recap. Episode 4, we spoke about our experience with dating abroad.
Our dating episode.
Yes, that was...
Man, you guys gotta watch that bonus, because...
Oh my god, yes. We really sign up for free. For one. I know.
Kind of embarrassing, but...
it is. You can watch it for free if you're the first 25 signing up on Patreon. So check the link in the description, because that bonus is wild.
It is.
I was like, when we filmed it, I was like, I overshared too much. And I was like,
she's really freaking out. She's like, oh my god, my mom's gonna see this.
She's not. Well, maybe if she signs up now for free, don't do it, mom. No. Don't do it. Block her. Because already, I think the main episode was already enough for her. Like, sorry, mom, that I traumatized you, but I'm an adult now, so...
I think in your parents' eyes, you're never an adult. Hence, my mother telling me, watch your language. I'm like, mom, I am 45 years old.
But you still have to watch your language.
I don't care. I'm still your mother.
Yeah. But anyway, mom, don't watch the bonus. You can all sign up. Just not if you're my mom, okay? Just... Don't do it, mom. Anyway.
So what did we want to talk about that we didn't discuss in the main episode?
Well,
or the bonus?
Maybe we have to just clarify something, because I remember that we spoke about our type and that we just don't like it when a guy is has too many feminine traits. Mm-hmm. And we were watching the episode back, and also your friend made a comment about...
The way we kind of cut it, the little preview clip or whatever, I guess she said it kind of looked like it was like a homophobic type of comment, but it wasn't at all in that way. We were talking about feminine traits, like feminine mannerisms, not traits, more like mannerisms and things like that. But you had stated that... What was it?
The clip was that you spoke about your Italian friend and then that everybody always asked him, are you gay?
Yeah.
And then I said, because there was like a cut in there. And then immediately after I said, because you look like it.
Yeah.
And that maybe came off as that we have something against, or I have in particular, something against gay people. But of course that's not the case. That's just... we spoke about our preferences in men.
But also, too, having feminine traits doesn't mean that you're gay.
Exactly.
As well. Feminine traits are just feminine mannerisms. It's just more feminine.
Mm-hmm. It's not so
bad.
I mean,
obviously, he was straight, but he had feminine mannerisms and things like that. That's why so many people asked him if he was gay.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But that's not something that's...
We were just talking about in regards to like dating
our type
and who we like to date and whatever like that. We prefer to not have feminine mannerisms.
Exactly. So it's not against gay people. It's just our preferences in a straight guy.
Yes.
I'm now afraid that I said something wrong again, right? I'm like, I feel like I'm so bad when I'm kind of like pressured to say the good thing. And I'm like, did I say it right? I hope I'm not offending someone, because it's not, that was not, I mean, Dutch people are rude, but it was not meant to hurt someone's feelings.
If we did.
I mean, in all the other episodes, it was on purpose, but on that episode, it was...
was not.
Sorry, guys. Or sorry, gays, should I have to say. Okay.
Okay, let's go on to episode 5. Episode 5, we talked about homesickness and moving abroad and the different traditions that we've created here in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything that we wanted to add to in episode 5? Anything, yeah. Something that you wanted to?
Yeah, there was one question was about something typical from your home country that you really miss. And I think we spoke about that already a lot, but then I still forgot to mention one thing more, and that was actually the Dutch marketplace that I really miss, because I feel like in Portugal it's, first of all, it's really hard to buy secondhand, because secondhand here, it's not really a thing. It's more upcoming now, but still secondhand is not as cheap as you would expect.
It's not as cheap, but they do have secondhand.
But it's
on
not
Facebook Marketplace, yeah. And then they have the OLX.
Yes.
But the thing in Portugal is the Portuguese tend to list it at the same price that they pay for it.
You would expect Dutch people to do that.
But it's like you aren't really getting a deal by buying it secondhand. You exactly. Might as well just buy it brand new.
And you have to pick it up also. And yeah, I mean, Lisbon is pretty big in comparison to my hometown. So sometimes you can travel like 1 hour to a place to pick up if you go with public transport.
Yeah.
And then you have to get an Uber back if you have a package like this. And then you're stuck in traffic. So it basically takes up your whole afternoon if you have to pick up something and you don't even get like a discount. You don't even get a good price. And the other thing is that here, I feel like the stuff that I put on the marketplace, it's like these old school Portuguese style stuff, which is good quality stuff, don't get me wrong, but as a first, it's really heavy. It's really hard to get in your apartment if you don't have an elevator or you have a small elevator. And also, it's not really the style that I would prefer. So I found it really hard here to decorate and furnish my apartment, because also the new stuff, I think here it's pretty expensive compared to the Netherlands. And I think that is because Portugal is kind of like in the corner of the end of Europe, kind of, because the IKEA stuff is like Scandinavian, and here they charge more than in the Netherlands because of transport. Yes, it's more expensive because it's more transport to get it here, which makes sense. But it's like, I don't know, I'm not really good with numbers, so I'm not going to say a percentage, but it's a percentage more expensive. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in the Netherlands, because you can buy it super cheap in stores, and you have a lot of stores that sell like furniture and decoration and stuff, it's also super easy to find it secondhand, because people have a lot listed online, and it's also super cheap, because they don't buy it for like a super expensive price. So I was like looking for side tables for a long time, because I already live here for over a year and I still didn't have any tables next to the couch. And I was like, you know what? I'm so done with this whole like searching on OLX and like just all these websites. And also the shipping is here super expensive, by the way. Because if you order from, I know the webshop Sklum, that's also where I got my pretty velvet couch from. But then the delivery is like around 20 to 40 euros. And I was like, you know what? I might as well order something on the Dutch marketplace and then send it to Portugal with like DHL, that's like the transport company, or DPD. And then it's even cheaper, because I paid 24 euros for the side tables to get here. And I bought these side tables on Marktplaats. That's marketplace. If you translate
Marktplaats?
It. Marktplaats. Marktplaats. If you translate it literally, it's marketplace. Mm-hmm. And they weren't super cheap, but compared to the prices here in Portugal, it was a really good deal. And the guy that I bought it from, he was so nice to pack it like super secure and send it to Portugal for just a good price. Like,
I just buy everything on Amazon.
I hate Amazon. I was looking for this on Amazon. It was also super expensive.
Was it?
And it looked like Temu quality, Temu, like the Chinese thingy. And I don't know, I was done with it because I couldn't find what I was looking for. So I was like, you know, just buy it on the Dutch marketplace.
But you loved the marketplace in Netherlands. So yeah. You kind of missed it. So then it's kind of cool that you found something and are still able to buy something and have it shipped.
Yeah, because I was looking for something specific and I typed it in on OLX and all these places and I couldn't find anything, even on the new website, that sell new furniture that didn't have anything. And I was looking for what I wanted on that Dutch marketplace and I got like 200 hits or something. And yeah, most people, they don't want to pack it and send it. They only want people to pick it up because it's easier. They don't have to dismantle it. Also, that guy didn't do that. It just got delivered like this.
What?
Yeah.
And it was still the same price?
What do you mean, same price?
To ship?
Yeah. Because you can have with DPD, you pay 24 euros and you can send up to 20 kilos.
Ah.
And you can have like 250 centimeter or something. So it's like a super big package.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it was a really good price. And that guy, he lived in Peru, he told me. I had a whole chat with him, it was so funny. Mm-hmm. And he lived there. And so that's also, I think, why he was so kind to send it over, because he shipped all his stuff to Peru. So he knew what it was like to move and you just want to buy something or from further away. So he was very kind to send it to me.
You saying Peru, like he's from Peru, or he you're talking about there. Another town in...
No.
You're like talking about Peru.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He lived there. So he shipped all his stuff to there. So he knew what it was like to to move all that stuff. So he was not really bothered by sending it to Portugal. And he even packed it better than like a normal transport company would do. Like, look at the...
It's
still packed. And then here he had it all covered. And then even on the box, he put like a fragile sign. He was so nice.
Mm, yeah. You gotta send him like a little thank you.
Did you? Yeah. No, I didn't. Because the table has scratches.
Girl, it's used.
Yeah, but it wasn't cheap.
And he packed it nice.
Yeah, that's true. But it's not...
It could have happened while it was being shipped.
Yeah, that's
true. That's not his fault.
Well, a little bit, because I asked him, are there any scratches? And he said, not that I could see. And I was like, well, I can see it.
Oh my
Look
gosh.
At here. Like, it's full of scratches. But I mean, it's like...
I can't see any scratches.
Girl, look at that.
Oh my gosh. She's a perfectionist.
I have OCD. No, but I mean, it's kind of... For people that are... I mean, no one can see it on the video, I think. So people that
I
are watching, listening...
I can't even see it sitting here,
No, but I mean the whole table. No one can see it on the... Because
low,
but I can describe. It's kind of like these marble stone, green, white table. So the scratches, they're not super visible because of the marble pattern. But still, they're visible to me. So, but yeah. I mean, it was secondhand, so I cannot complain. You're right. Okay. That was my...
Her rant.
My rant for episode 5. Okay.
All right, so let's go on to episode 6. We talked about moving abroad as an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
Was there something that you wanted to add to that episode?
Yeah, I was thinking about it after, and I remember that my parents, they always ask me, like, oh, what did you record this week? Or because they always listen to the podcast, and then they want to have this kind of sneak peek. And I said, yeah, we recorded an episode about moving abroad as an introvert. And they were like, why do you speak about it? Because you're not an introvert. Like, how can you talk about a topic like that? And I was like, I am. And they were like, you're not. And I was like, huh? Like, and then I remember that we also spoke about it in the episode, that people can perceive you differently.
Yeah. Because I can see, like, how I think you have more extroverted traits than I think you think.
Yeah, but that's only when I'm with people, because we also spoke about this in the episode, that
when you're by yourself,
yeah, I can be alone for days, and I think I've been alone for days. So that's why also when we're recording I look super extroverted, but that's because I've been alone for 5 days and I didn't talk to anyone. So it's also like,
yeah,
I really recharge like very well. Mm-hmm. But if I don't recharge, I'm not an extrovert. Mm-hmm. And I think my parents now, they always see my extroverted side because I moved away. Mm-hmm. And when I come there, I'm like buzzing. I'm like so exciting and I have so many stories and I won't shut up. And I remember sometimes with my mom, and it's not even only when I move, but sometimes also when I had like this exciting day or just I went on a day trip or something and I came home when mm-hmm. I was younger. And she would be like this, like, slow down. Because I was like, la 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 la, and I wouldn't shut up. And she was like, okay. Because also sometimes she couldn't manage. Like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was funny.
Oh.
She's like, Embry, like, Embry. Like
were you like a, the Energizer yes. bunny rabbit? Like,
yes. Like, and it would go from one topic to the other. I feel like I'm that in general, but then... Uh-huh. When you don't see a person in a long time and you're so excited and you just want to share stories, I can just talk. As we all know, because I feel like on this episode, I have something to say on every episode. So that was not how it was supposed to go. April didn't do her homework.
I did.
You
I went
added
through the
two
thing.
Things.
I added two things. That
I
was
added,
my
50
well,
things.
Because you are you like I said, you're a perfectionist, and I feel like you have even said this that you overthink a lot.
That's
like
true.
Your mind is always going.
Yeah.
And I think that for you, it's like you have to put it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also we want to have something to talk about in episode 10.
Yeah, of course. But also too, like. I'm more of like free flowing and just like, we'll go with the flow. Let's see what happens. Let's
mm-hmm.
And I think you're very like structure.
Yeah, especially with this episode because we had 9 already. So
I know,
it's like,
but I felt like.
I needed to write it down.
Yeah.
Right?
But
now I'm so confused. That was
no,
like
no,
a whole
no,
plan.
But you, yeah, of course. But you just said to me that.
That you didn't do your homework?
That I didn't do my homework, which I did because I added my 2 cents. And you added your, you know.
50 things, yeah.
Yeah, or 50 things.
Well.
So.
It's okay, guys.
Okay.
I don't really have
anything for the
Luke didn't do her homework.
Well, no, because I didn't. There's nothing that I feel like we didn't discuss that I mean, I said everything that...
I know, but
I'm very much an introvert. I do have an extroverted side, but I think I'm more on the introverted side. And... But I feel like I went into that and we talked about all the specifics of it.
But
so.
We went into this in every episode.
I know, but like...
But the
I
whole
didn't,
point
I didn't
is
feel
to
like
add
that,
more.
I know, but I didn't feel like I had anything else to add.
Okay.
But you had something to add.
Yeah, but I have something to add on everything. So it's getting like, how do you say that?
One-sided?
Yeah.
No. But when you discuss, I kind of like help
you. Yeah, but you're
you
the interviewer.
Yeah.
Anyway, in episode 7, we spoke about navigating change and finding yourself in a new place. And I think you did your homework there because I didn't have something to add.
See?
There.
There are places where you didn't have anything to add.
That was
I had
the first time
add.
For me.
But see, balance.
Maybe I do in the end because this is the episode that I reviewed today and I sent you this whole thingy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fresh in my mind. So maybe I will come up with something. But anyway, we.
So what I put in is that something that we didn't discuss is here. What I noticed living here in Portugal, I don't have people asking me the question that I would always be asked in the States, and that is like, "What do you do for work?" I don't feel like that's like the go-to question that people ask here when when you're meeting someone or getting to know someone. It's not about work, which I love. And I think it's kind of shows the people and the mindset and how it's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because I also feel like, especially older people, I don't know how it is here, but if I talk about my parents, they are always asking if I mention like a friend or something, they're like, what does she do or what does he do? Or
that's like the first question.
Almost, yeah. Or when I mention someone's parents, they're also like, what do they do? Mm. And that's, I think, also a generational thing from the older people, because their identity is more attached to their job. So yeah. It makes more sense. But it's funny because we don't really talk about it, and then not that much. And then my parents ask me like, yeah, but where do you talk about? I was like, about life, not about work, you know, like work is such a small part of your life.
And I mean, most people are working jobs that they don't love, so
it's the most boring part about a person, actually,
unless your job is doing something you love.
That's true.
So
yeah, then it's super inspiring. But I mean, if you hate your job, we don't need to talk about it. Because
they're like, I'm not at the place now, leave me alone.
Yeah, and also I feel like people that hate their job, they never want to speak about it, because it makes them like
stressed. Yeah.
Yes. And then they always try to kind of distract you from the topic. They're like, oh, let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a funny difference.
Yeah.
But a good one.
Yeah.
Anosa. Alrighty. Episode 8, we talked about how to find peace in a busy city. And I think that was a super long episode, although in the beginning we were like, I don't know what to say about this.
Yeah.
And then it was like, so
we found like a lot of different things.
Yeah.
That makes a city busy.
Yeah. And we recorded that one in the park. So it's worth a watch.
It makes funny. It's funny. It's kind of ironic in a sense, because the planes were going like every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. We still need to do like a compilation of that on Instagram or somewhere, because you had to cut it all out.
I haven't finished editing. I haven't started good editing yet. I know that episodes. One's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. Because we were like, oh yeah, let's go for the park. Let's go, super chill. But then like the editing is not chill at all. It's like even harder. So, but it's nice for you guys to watch. So definitely check out episode 8.
Yeah. Was there something that you felt like you didn't talk about in that episode?
Of course. I remember, I don't know if it was like on the main or it was on the bonus, but we spoke about being highly sensitive and like how that it's showing. How do you, like, because being highly sensitive is different for everybody, just like being an introvert, where we spoke about in episode 6. But I think I forgot to mention that I'm also super sensitive for smell. And it's not even only like bad smell, could even be like a good perfume or something. But it's so like strong for me that sometimes I remember I even got out of the bus because someone's perfume was too strong. And I just couldn't.
That kind of reminds me of something, because I remember you telling me one time I held Turbo. Her guinea pig or something, and she's like, you told me you could still smell my perfume on him. And I was like, I didn't even touch him.
I
rubbed his so that makes sense.
And
so
I'm
very sensitive to it.
I smelled Teddy for multiple days, like your perfume on Teddy. Crazy,
that's
right?
Crazy, yeah.
I always joke that I have these dogs' nose where they can smell drugs and stuff. Because it's so sensitive. I remember one time in my old apartment, I could even like smell that my neighbors had toasted like bread, and it smelled a bit like burnt. And I could taste that it was from the neighbors. I could still smell it.
The neighbors? Like, how far was the neighbors?
I mean, it was attached to the house. But then they don't have like a window or anything on my side, so it's not really making sense that I smell it.
So like your neighbors here in your apartment that you're in now, can you smell things from them?
Yes, because I have a neighbor. He lives on a couple floors below me. And he sometimes smokes on a balcony. And then I always need to close my windows because it goes up. And especially if you put the laundry outside. Because I had one time in the, I don't know when it was, but I had my laundry, I think, here on this balcony. And I was like, every time I take it inside, it smells like old guys, old people smoke. And that was just when that guy would smoke outside. So now I moved all the laundry to the other balcony. Because smoke every time...
Oh, we could talk about that. Everyone here in Portugal smokes.
Yeah,
like literally. The majority of the people here smoke, which is very shocking to me, I guess. Coming from the States, not that many people smoke anymore. People smoke, but not like it is here. I feel like in Europe, like everyone smokes here in Europe. Mm-hmm. It's like on a whole other level.
Yeah.
It's like circa 1970 when it comes to smoking here in Europe.
It is. And that's so weird because you would expect it to be less nowadays. And I still feel like, also I know a lot of people that don't smoke, but imagine like years ago, there would even be more people that would smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's,
I feel
like crazy. That's,
it's already too
it's
much.
Already like everybody, pretty much. It's either they're smoking cigarettes or they're smoking vapes.
Yeah, but the vapes,
is a big thing.
I'm kind of like a fan of, because they are not...
As smelly bad.
Yeah, and I mean, they have these kind of like fruity flavors and it's not going in my hair, you know?
Yeah,
because I hate it when I have just washed my hair and then there's this person. Because, you know, if you're watching the video, people always smoke like this with their cigarette. They're always like this.
Yeah.
They're never like, oh, I keep my cigarette with me because I am the one smoking. They are always like this. And then I'm sitting over there and then the smoke is like in my face and I'm like, you're the one smoking, so keep your cigarette with you and not put it in my face. Because that's always what they do. And then there's even like ash falling off.
Yeah. I've been burned.
Oh, girl.
That really annoys me when I get burned by someone else's cigarette. Oh, that drives me crazy.
I know.
But it's like they can't smell the smoke. Smokers can't smell it, but it's like the secondhand smoke is worse than the actual smoke that they're smoking.
Yes.
So it's like if you're around it, you're getting fucked.
It is. Oh my God.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And people always find that annoying when I'm like, oh, can we go to another place because someone is smoking or something. That happened to me with friends.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just what you're saying. Like if you smoke yourself, you don't recognize that it's so bad.
Yeah.
But I literally, it really fucks up my dinner or whatever I'm doing. If there's someone next to me like smoking, I'm like so annoyed and I just want to
get to another place. I only get annoyed if it's like coming into my...
But it always happens because they smoke like this.
Space. Oh, it depends on where you're sitting.
Yeah, okay. But it's always like they don't... I don't know. It's
I don't like the smell of smoke and everything. I'm like, I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm around it, if there's no ventilation or something, because then I'm like, I have to go get air.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So imagine if we would still live in the time that people would smoke inside, I would never go out. I would be in my house.
You know,
like
in Missouri,
lockdown.
Where my family is, they can still smoke inside in certain places. Yeah. And I'm like, there's this casino there that my family always goes to because it's like nothing else to do. So, but everyone can smoke in there. And I'm like, every time I go in there, I'm like, oh, I can't breathe. And I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stink as soon as you leave because you just smell like smoke. And I'm just like.
Yeah, it's so uncomfortable because you need to wash also your clothes. You need to wash your hair. It's bad for your skin. I'm like, you're the one smoking and I'm like dealing with the consequences. It is kind of true.
It is true.
I think it's rude. Oh! But it is in the Netherlands, you on most places outside, you have also these smoke-free areas. I think it's super good.
Mm.
If you go to a terrace or something.
Yeah, like mostly, like, well, in California, if you smoke, you have to smoke outside if you're in a public place.
Yeah, but I mean, even like the outside area is like smoke-free. Yeah.
I think that's in good. California, I think you have to go a certain amount of feet away from the curb or something. I don't know. It's something like that.
But. Yeah. But these are good rules. I don't like rules, but these rules I like.
Sorry for all the smokers out there, but...
No, not sorry. It's annoying. You should quit. It's a waste of money. And you die earlier. It's super bad for you. And
it's so bad.
Yeah. And I mean, nowadays... I mean, in Portugal, it's not that expensive. I think if you compare it to other countries, but I feel like in Netherlands, you have to be rich to smoke.
Really?
It's so expensive.
How much is it in the Netherlands
for a pack? I don't know what it is right now, but I heard about 15, maybe?
15? Wow.
Yeah. I remember it was €4.50.
Here?
Inflation. No, in Netherlands.
Oh, in Netherlands. Yeah. It used to be. Now it's 15.
Yeah, something like that.
That's a lot.
I mean, I don't live there anymore, so I cannot really verify. And I'm not a smoker, but I heard it's about 15. Maybe a bit cheaper, maybe a bit more expensive. Not.
I don't know. I think maybe in the States, maybe it's like 11 or 12, maybe more. I don't know.
But then for 20, right? That's like the smaller package with 20. Or is it not anymore? I mean, I don't smoke.
I'm talking about just a pack of cigarettes. Just one pack.
But you're... I'm talking about cigarettes, like in the... We're talking about the same thing?
Because when I speak of a pack of cigarettes, it's like a pack. You get the small cigarettes and it's like a... I don't know how many you get in there.
Yeah, 20.
20.
I think. Oh, okay. I think it's the same.
Yeah, we call it a pack.
Oh.
What do you guys call it?
Also... But I thought you were talking about the ones that you make yourself, like the shake.
No, that's like that's super something new out here that I've seen. They don't do that in the States.
Oh, yeah.
Making your own cigarettes.
It's pretty common people because it's cheaper. Here? Yeah. Okay. I also had a friend that had like these thingy and she would always make it herself.
Yeah. Well, that's a cultural difference here in Portugal. People make their own cigarettes here.
Yeah.
But now I understand why.
Cheaper. Yeah, but it's still disgusting, so go vaping or just quit everything.
Okay, episode 9. What? Okay, episode 9. What
moving abroad taught us. Yeah, that was also an interesting episode.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is related to a question, but I think in the end we spoke about that we really like to live like a simple life. Mm-hmm. And also I think I mentioned something that I realized that I don't need much and I just need sunshine, a book, my sunbed on the balcony, that's it. And then we were speaking about this episode afterwards and we were like talking about that we don't do the laundry that much and we're not really shoppers and yeah, that was also super funny because this is not something that we speak about that much in real life, but we are both like not really going to malls and like buying clothes.
I personally hate malls. I've hated malls since I was a kid. I think what it is that I feel trapped when I'm in a mall because they make it to where you don't know how to get out.
Exactly.
So you constantly have to go to like another store and I feel like suffocated. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a shopper. I feel like most of my family is. So like when I go back home, they want to go shopping and I'm just like, I'm like the guy in that situation. I'm just like on a chair, just like waiting for them.
Oh my God.
But... it's just that I don't feel like the happiness, I guess, that other people may feel when they buy things. Like that doesn't fill my soul by buying things. Like what fills my soul is like buying experiences, traveling, like those things that you like can take with you. Like I feel like buying things like if you die, you can't take that with you, but you take those experiences that you had like with your family or just like traveling or just anything that like that's an experience I will spend my money on.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, So, yeah.
Because these materialistic, those things, they don't say anything. And it's also, you're just buying it, you're consuming it. Maybe it breaks, you need to buy something else.
Yeah, it's, and like, then it's like we're in this cycle of like consuming. Exactly. It's like that's what society is like getting people mm-hmm. to do. So they constantly have to just stay on that little, the hamster wheel to keep going, mm-hmm. keep working to buy. And it's like, I'm not on that hamster wheel whatsoever. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. And it's like, if you see people who are always constantly consuming, they end up like having so much stuff. And it's like they just keep buying and sometimes forget what you have. And it's just like, it's mm-hmm. it's a vicious cycle that you try to feed something, but mm-hmm. you're really not feeding what you think you're feeding because you have to buy it again. And it's like,
yeah, you're buying temporary happiness.
Yeah.
But then that feeling disappears pretty fast.
It does. And yeah. you have to go buy something else to get it back again.
Exactly.
I guess it's the same as like any addiction.
Yeah.
In a way, you're feeding something that you're not dealing with on the inside. So you're looking for external validation mm-hmm. or something to
yeah.
cope with whatever you're not dealing with, and thinking that, oh, if I keep doing this, then I won't have to feel that. But
mm-hmm.
yeah. it's just so much easier to go ahead and feel it, figure it out, and be done with it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And I think people also use it as a way to treat themselves, mm-hmm. but you can also treat yeah. yourself on something else, you know? It doesn't have to be buying.
It's the same something. With like shopping or mm-hmm. Doing drugs or smoking yeah. or alcohol or any sugar. Of those things. Sugar, yes.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and if you don't buy so much clothes and you don't have so much clothes, and you wear always the same, you don't have to wash that much. So that's really good.
And then also too, I have a whole closet full of clothes, but I always just wear the same thing yeah. over and over again. I don't know. I just get comfortable and it's like the one thing and I'm like,
yeah, I mean, why not? That works.
I don't know.
Yeah. I remember that we spoke about like in an episode, not in an episode, but I think also after mm-hmm. that there's in some episodes in a row that you have like the same top in different mm-hmm. colors. So you have like these white top mm-hmm. and then in purple and then in black, and it's the exact same top. Mm-hmm. And I also have like tops and pants in different colors.
I
even
just get
bags.
In multiple colors because yes. it's like I like it. It's yes. comfortable. So I'll just like switch the colors.
I also do that. It's so convenient but because you already know that it's fitting, right?
Yeah. So. And because we kind of wear the same stuff over and over and over again, we don't have to do as much laundry.
Exactly.
We only do laundry when we run out of underwear.
It's true.
Then it's time to do laundry.
I even wrote that down.
But
it's true.
So true.
Yeah. Life hack, guys.
I know.
Saves water. Save the planet. Save your utility bills.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
10 episodes.
Girl, I can't believe it.
I know.
And I think this was the longest so far. And it was not even on purpose. It was like, we wanted to do a short recap. But
yeah. There you go.
So you have even more to watch if you're just tuning in, because there's 9 episodes mm-hmm. ready for you.
Yeah, and we are actually going to do a bonus for this episode. And basically, we're just going to talk about everything it took for us to start this podcast, everything that happened behind the scenes and mm-hmm. the struggles and the trying to figure stuff out. And
us working together.
It was a lot. But look, here we are, episode 10. And I feel like we kind of got a groove going now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're going to discuss how we're just going to move the series on. And
yeah, we're also going to talk about how we see like the future
mm-hmm.
in that bonus episode, and if there's anything that we struggled with, and like us working together, how that's going, and mm-hmm. how we're dividing the tasks. So yeah. It's gonna be a interesting bonus
mm-hmm.
and if you would like to see it, then you can sign up in the link in the description, because we're going to give away the first 10 bonus episodes for free. for the first 25 people that sign up.
Yeah, so hurry up and sign up.
And it's including our juicy dating bonus episodes. That's not how do you say that, suitable for our moms to watch.
No.
Stay away, moms.
Moms are blocked for them, yes. From that episode. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We are so grateful to have you, and
we're going to start with guests.
Interviewing some guests.
Yeah, so that's going to be very exciting to also hear other people's perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So stay tuned.
So join us, guys, and we'll see you guys in the next one. This is From Lisbon
with love.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Anosa.
Anosa.
Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.
Enjoy. Maybe we didn't touch on would be like cultural differences, I guess.
Mm.
Between, was that, no wait,
that was two.
Oh, that's two.
Blooper. It's fine. The first impression. Oh, that's okay. your the one that's your question. Yeah. I was like cultural differences, but I said okay. Because I was like maybe I don't know what's coming next.
Okay.
Okay.
So